Does X-Ray get the day off? Asked Squid. Just keep digging until someone says otherwise, Mr. Pendansky said. Then he smiled. But if I were you, Rex, I wouldn't dig too hard. Stanley watched the cloud of dust move across the lake to the cabin beneath the trees. The boys in Group E were just going to have to wait. It didn't take long for the pickup to return. Mr. Pendansky stepped out of the cab. A tall woman with red hair stepped out of the passenger side. She looked even taller than she was, since Stanley was down in his hole. She wore a black cowboy hat and black cowboy boots, which were studded with turquoise stones. The sleeves on her shirt were rolled up, and her arms were covered with freckles, as was her face. She walked right up to X-Ray.
This is the first woman we've seen so far at Camp Greenlake. Who do you think she is? Let's continue reading in the middle of page 66 with the line, "This where you found it?"
This where you found it? Yes, ma'am. Your good work will be rewarded. She turned to Mr. Pendansky. Drive X-Ray back to camp. Let him take a double shower and give him some clean clothes. But first, I want you to fill everyone's canteen. I just filled them a little while ago, said Mr. Pendansky. The warden stared hard at him. Excuse me, she said. Her voice was soft. I had just filled them when Rex... Excuse me, the warden said again. Did I ask you when you last filled them? No, but it's just, excuse me,